Someone who pays very close attention to Russian reforms and retrenchment is George Soros. He's founder of the Open Society Institute. His name's usually preceded by the words billionaire financier. Mr. Soros has spent $1 billion on charitable projects in the former Soviet Union over the past 15 years, projects designed to promote democracy and civil society. And Mikhail Khodorkovsky modeled his own philanthropic group, called Open Russia, after the Soros organization. George Soros joins us now to talk about the Khodorkovsky case and about the future of democracy in Russia. Thanks for being with us today.
It's my pleasure.
You have said that the arrest and the detention of Mikhail Khodorkovsky sends a much larger, more ominous message to the Russian people. What would you say that message is?
Well, it actually sends a message to the capitalists of Russia that they can't be independent of the state, because Khodorkovsky is the oligarch who tried hardest to establish his independence, partly by cleaning up his company and attracting foreign investors. And he is the one who is now being persecuted. Putin is applying the dictatorship of the law, what he said, because basically all businessmen have broken the law in Russia.
Would you say then, from your perspective, that the message rather should be, if you had to break the law in Russia, that was a necessary step on the path to establishing capitalism in that society?
Well, we all know that all these people basically became rich by robbing the state. That was a period of robber capitalism. Now you're supposed to pass towards some more legitimate form of capitalism. But instead of that, I think we are moving towards a state capitalism, where the president effectively controls the major sources of capital.
So you're saying don't view this case in isolation as a prosecution of one man. You see this as a broader campaign, it sounds like, by the government of Vladimir Putin.
That is the way it works out, and there have been other incidents which have received very little publicity in this country. It all adds up to a new form of, call it state capitalism, and you might also call it state democracy.
You call it state democracy. What vision of democracy is that? I mean, would you say that the promise of democracy in Russia is dead? Is it moribund? Is it in traction? Where is it exactly?
It's under attack now. One has to recognize that. Now, it's not a lost battle by a long chalk. There are a lot of other people working towards an open society. There are economic reformers in the government. So it's not a lost battle, but it is moving in the wrong direction.
And for Western countries, for this country, what kind of pressure do you think should be brought to bear on the government of Russia to try to turn things around there?
Well, there's relatively little that can be done from the outside, because we don't have a great deal of credentials with Russian society. But I think that President Bush, who embraced Putin and looked into his soul, has to speak out. And I think Russia probably ought to be disinvited from the G8. President Bush is the host for the G8 meeting this year, and he could tell President Putin that in view of his actions, he may not qualify to be invited.
One more question before we let you go. This week, you committed $5 million to the liberal activist group MoveOn.org, and you made it very clear that your aim with that contribution is to defeat President Bush in his reelection bid, which obviously has drawn the criticism of the Republican National Committee. They say you've purchased the Democratic Party, and campaign finance reform groups don't seem to be too happy either. They're worried that since you helped end the soft money in politics, that there's a contradiction here. What do you say to them?
Well, first of all, I have no connection with the Democratic Party as such. These are independent initiatives. They are strictly in accordance with the campaign laws, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I am very disturbed about the direction in which President Bush is taking us and the world. And I'm doing whatever I think would be very important to reject the Bush doctrine.
And what would you say to critics who might say that injecting that much cash into this process subverts the democratic process in some way, the very things that you have been working on for years and years and years?
Yes. Campaign reform was designed to get special interests out of politics. And I have no special interests. I'm not interested in any favorable treatment of any kind. I'm really concerned with the public interest.
Mr. Soros, thanks for talking with us today.
It's my pleasure.
George Soros is chairman of Soros Fund Management and founder of the Open Society Institute. He spoke with us from Boston.